This episode of Improv for Humans is brought to you by the brilliant sketch comedy show Portlandia, now airing Fridays on IFC. It's the third season, folks. Make sure to catch hilarious guest stars like Patton Oswalt, Jim Gaffigan joining Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein in the Emmy-nominated series. Tune in for a brand new episode tomorrow night. That's 10 Eastern, 9 Central on IFC. Stop by IFC.com for more info. Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. This is Improv for Humans. No 2012s allowed, folks. The first show, 2013. Sorry, Mayans, you can't stop us. Today, three other humans and myself. We will continue to improvise into 2013 off your suggestions given to me at Matt Besser on Twitter. Why are you not there yet? Your suggestions, other sources will inspire stories, conversations, opinions, and ultimately all life's secrets. The answers to all life's secrets. Best improviser in the universe here, Lauren Lapkus?
Yes?
What's your resolution for the new year? No bullshit.
I have three.
Really?
Yes.
Before we get started, are you supposed to have, classically, is it supposed to be one or just as many as you want?
I always thought it was three, which is why I forced myself to make three. Is that wrong? I don't know.
No, it's not wrong.
You think it's supposed to be three?
I think it could
I don't
be
think there's any supposed to. I think fewer is better, though.
Yeah.
Just like
my
goals.
Second two are not as important to me.
Okay. Do you want to, let's start with the second two.
The
let's work
second
our way
two
up.
Are, is go to Zumba or yoga sometimes.
That's a terrible, vague.
I know, but
so you can't
two?
Put you can't
that,
put
that one.
That's number two.
You can't put sometimes into a resolution.
I can though, because every time I say I'm going to do it like really regularly, I never do, and then I just feel bad. So I think if I do it like once a month, I can feel
okay.
Good about
so 12 times a year at least.
Yeah, that's actually a lot. I think I went once last year. So
okay, what's Zumba?
Zumba is like dance aerobics.
Oh, God.
Very Latin.
It's like Latin infused.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard.
A lot of men do it. I know guys who do
really?
That.
Yeah.
For real?
I've never seen a man, but it's...
No,
I had a man teacher, but it was... It's really fun. It's like very... You're just doing like repetitive moves. I mean...
Next one is a resolution.
Okay, the next one is to be more money conscious, because
what?
I used to be really money conscious, and I was like a penny pincher.
Yeah.
And then I decided that I wasn't really going to do it anymore once I was able to not have to worry about every single dollar.
Yeah, and what kind of things did you buy?
This year?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that crazy. I would just go clothes shopping if I wanted to
you
go.
You like clothes?
Yes.
Do you like cute tops?
I love cute tops. I love cute bottoms.
Handbags? Do you
I
like
love handbags?
Handbags.
Did you see my new purse?
Yes.
Did you like to say that?
I love
three
that.
Married dudes. Do you like cute tops? Do you go to Anthropology and buy mercury glass?
Yes, I love Anthropology.
Candles? Do you like scented candles?
I love candles. I'm obsessed with candles, okay?
Well, those aren't going away. You can always sell those on eBay.
I love them, but I felt like I wasn't checking in when I was spending. And
ooh.
It wasn't bad. I don't spend a lot.
You were spending that Chelsea Lately money.
I mean, maybe a little, but I decided I should just pay more attention just because it's good to always know exactly where every dollar is
okay,
going.
Coming in at number one,
is
be nicer to Matt Besser.
Yes.
That's all
so
of it.
So rude.
Really?
No.
What is it?
To write. That is my resolution, because I need to form habits with that, and that's what I'm planning to do this year.
That's your big one to write. That might be in Hollywood. That's probably Family Feud says that's in the top three.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Lose weight, right.
The resolutions?
Lose weight would probably be number one.
Pay down debt. Right, yeah.
Oh, pay down debt. That would be number two.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then in Hollywood, right would be number three.
But writing could do the other two, man. You sell that one screenplay.
And then you don't have to worry about
I'm
anything.
Only going to write. I can keep spending money on this cocaine because it keeps me awake and I can write through the night. This is really working. I'm losing weight because I'm never hungry.
Yeah.
Matt Walsh, what is your resolution? How many do you have?
I have zero. That was my point.
Wow.
I decided to, instead of focusing on being happy, I was just going to kind of be. and just do whatever I want.
Wow.
Because sometimes when you try to...
This is last year on this planet.
Sociopath. I'm turning into a sociopath. No, because sometimes when you work...
One part inspiring, one part depressing.
Well, sometimes when you work on
stuff... That's the resolution of that crazy homeless guy on the corner.
It is. It is dangerous. But sometimes when you set a lot of goals, when you set too many goals, you're constantly working on yourself and you're constantly like putting pressure on yourself. So I'm going the other way and I'm not going to set any goals and I'm just going to enjoy myself.
Awesome.
Good luck for that, right? I'll see you in jail.
That's nice.
Eat, spend, don't write.
Yeah. All of those above. We'll see. Talk to me in a year. Let's do a
Walsh
follow-up
holding
show.
A single bullet in his hand.
Let's do a follow-up show. All of us next year.
John Gabris.
Yes, Matt Besser.
Same question.
Mine are pretty cliche.
How many?
I guess three main ones.
Interesting.
One of which is to get down to 250 pounds. That's correct. Get down 250 pounds is my goal weight. That would scare most people.
Where are you at now, roughly?
Like 290 something.
Really?
Yeah, like low 290s.
You carry it well.
Yeah.
A lot of my listeners thought you needed to lose 250 pounds.
Sure. Oh, all right. That makes sense. You drop 250. I want to get down to 41 pounds by the end of the year.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's a cute top.
I want it to, I have another fitness goal, which is to be, to do what's called 3-4-5, which is bench 300, squat 400 and deadlift 500.
Wow. What the fuck?
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I have the first two. My deadlift is my weakest of the three main lifts, guys.
I bet I can't do a 1, 2, 3.
No.
Oh my God.
A 300 pound deadlift is a lot if you've never lifted weights before. That'll
Does
do
that
it.
Go above your head?
No, a deadlift is just from ground to full extension.
To hips.
Yeah, to standing up. Like a just literally just lifting. It's like the
that's
most
crazy though.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. But that's my other goal. And then the third goal is to finish a book. So, not finish reading a book, finish writing a book. Finish one book someday.
Write a book this year?
Yeah, I have a few chapters done, but I want to try to finish it this year.
That's exciting.
What kind of book?
It's like a memoir. You know, like every 31-year-old needs to write a memoir.
Oh, just your life?
No, it's like drinking stories, more or less. Yeah.
Oh.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
So, is a drinking story like a drinking song you like? Do it in unison with
they're
a
all
crowd
it's
of
all
limericks. You read it?
No. Drink like it's just I've done terrible things to myself and others while drinking over the years in excess. So I thought I'd put it all out there. It's like I would say if I ever finish it, it'll be like Tucker Max, but I'm not an asshole.
Should we just dive in and tell us one of those stories right now, or would that
be
putting you on the spot?
I could do
you
that.
You have to give your resolution. Don't dodge it.
Oh, mine were going to come throughout the show, actually, because they're going to be resolutions to my audience, to the humans out there, on how I plan to change
for
the better of the universe.
Let's hear a drinking story.
I played rugby in college, which is sort of like a drinking-oriented sport. Like, you always play, you always drink with the team after the match. Like, you go to whoever the home team is, hosts a drink up afterwards. And so it's, like, brutal, but then everyone sort of gets together and sings songs and does gross shit. We played in an alumni game, which is when the older dudes come back to your college. Like, the graduates play against the current students.
Like in St. Elmo's Fire.
Like in St. Elmo's Fire, yes. And that's the worst game of the year because it's like, now I am a 30-year-old man, so I know exactly, like, you're out of shape, but you still know how to play the game, and it's frustrating to chase 18-year-olds. So they're real cheap, and they, like, you know, trip you and cleat you. And I got in a fist – I was 20 at the time. I got in a fist fight with a 40-something-year-old man during the game. I literally said, don't make me kick your ass in front of your kids, like, while we were fighting. And then after the match, he was, like, ushering two little children over, like, talking to his children. I was like, I'm a fucking asshole. I always had been, like, the standout asshole, like, because I wanted to be a comedian, but I was also a rugby player. So, like, I had feet in both worlds. So I thought I was, like, the funny dude on the team, but I was really just an obnoxious asshole in hindsight. So we go to the drink up, and we're doing all these drinking games and, like, shooting the boot, which is a rugby term, which means you drink
out of a cleat. So it's a punishment if you fuck up a song. You have to, like, if you fuck up a rugby song.
What's a song?
There's like these traditions where rugby players you sing rugby songs, like drinking songs, but you sing the, like, one of them is the S&M man. It's like, who could take a cheese grater? Who could take a cheese grater? Strap it to his arm. Strap it to his arm. Grab that bitch and make pussy parmesan.
Okay.
Yeah. So there, that's the S&M man.
Good night.
Yeah.
And then he thinks you asked.
Yeah. I was like, there's probably about a few steps in between there where I could have given you other songs. Like, Jesus can't play rugby because he's only got 12 friends or holes in his hands.
It's very, like, frat guy.
Yeah.
Let me just say, I've been to some rugby parties because my friend played on the team. They make fraternity parties look like tea parties. Wow. Like, yeah. It's scary because it's like the biggest guys on campus who aren't necessarily football players and in shape, so they can still get drunk.
Right, they don't
and
have
be
any NCAA regulations. Yeah,
and it's scary. It's just they're so drunk and just screaming and yelling, and there's no women around.
Yeah, and it's like, and we're used to daily violence. Like, that's what practice is like organized violence. So when you get drunk, it's like we used to have 2-on-2 fist fights, like tag team fist fights, like not wrestling, like tag someone in and just deck them right in the head. We used to do the stupidest shit. And I still played, like, up until the last couple of years in New York, too, for men's
club. Really?
Yeah. And it's not much different even when you're all, like, 29-year-old Wall Street workers and shit.
Really?
So at this drink up, we shoot the boot, and then someone... I decide that we should do, like, naked bar slides, which which are pretty self-explanatory. As you get naked and you slide down a bar, which is another rugby tradition. But
is that elephant walk happen yet?
No. It's super gay. Where, like, a lot of the shit is super gay. I am completely aware of that. So I strip down naked, and they, like, hose down the bar with water and beer, and then you slide down to one end, spin around at the end, and slide back. And then I get off the bar, and no one else goes. Everyone else is like, all right. And so I'm the only dude that does a naked bar slide, thinking that everyone's like, yeah, let's get, because every once in a while everyone does it. And then, like, nope, everyone stops. And I'm like, oh, well, that was fucking terrible. So we continue to drink, and, you know, other drinking games like boat races, which are you just chug a beer and put the beer on top of your head. And I think I'm doing amazing. I think I'm, like, the coolest guy at this party. Really, no one gives a fuck about me. Like, maybe my friends think I'm funny, but, like, the older people are like, look at this 20-year-old shithead with frosted tips and a pink headband. Yes. Little insight there. And so finally, someone's like, I'm, like, stumbling out of the bar. We're all going out of the bar because these two dudes are going to wrestle in, like... This bar is such a shithole. The parking lot had, like, a crater in the middle of it that you had to drive around. And when it rained, it used to fill up with water, and then we would, like, fight. Yeah, we'd, like, wrestle in it. So we made, like, the two fattest guys on the team strip down to their underwear and wrestle each other. And when we go out, someone's like, Gabrus will do it. And I'm like, what is it? I'll do it. You know, thinking I'm, like, you know, cock of the walk. And someone's like, we found this snake under Brendan's tire. And it was, like, a dead snake, like a foot and a half long. And he's like, we're daring people to eat it. No one will do it. Will you eat it? I was like, oh, no way, dude. And he's like, we'll give you $10. And I was like, all right, I'll eat that snake. So I got the snake from the guys, and I was like, yo, I did not know how, like, this, I mean, obviously, I didn't know how to eat a snake. I was like, do you just, like, bite the tail, or you, like, do, like, Tom Hanks in Big and, like, do corn on the cob with it? Like, do you, like, roll it up and bite it? So I held it by its tail, put its head in my mouth, and, like, let it coil inside my mouth, and then I, like, bite down on the snake, and I it was hey, guess what, it tasted awful. It tasted like I ate, like, a gusher. Remember those candies when you were kids, but filled with bleach, because it came out. Everything inside of it was so hot and instantly made me gag. Yeah, it was I, like, really poisoned myself, and I got, like, sick, and I was vomiting. And then I woke up the next morning in my house with my now wife, my then girlfriend, was in bed with me, and I woke up and she was like, you are a fucking nightmare. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you came home last night bragging about how you ate a snake. You had one shoe on. You had one shoe on, and you were talking about you bragging a snake. She called her friend's mom, who's, like, a nurse, and was like, is John going to be okay? He ate a dead snake last night. And I thought I was a hero. And then on top of all that, and this is, like, this is the worst, this is the part that really hurts me the most, is, like, the next day, my mom calls and she's like, so how was your little rugby party? I was like, oh, how'd you know I had a rugby party? She's like, you called your father at midnight on the house line and accused him of being an alcoholic and an asshole.
Oh my God.
I was like, and I got like the worst.
Drunk out of your mind.
Yeah, wasted out of my mind. I call my father, who was, yes, an alcoholic, but I didn't need to be reminded right then and there. And I just bawl him out on the phone. And he was cool enough about it to like, he knew, like, alcoholic code was like, I'm not going to say anything to my son about that. And he made a mistake.
Hey, guys, my wife is standing outside the door, and I know I'm supposed to bring her around the drinking hole. But she got into my diary last night, and I keep my lyrics to our drinking songs in there. And all the things we've been doing. She wants to talk to us about it.
She knows the code now?
She knows everything, man.
The all secret right. songs?
She just wants to discuss.
She's going to divorce
me. She's threatened to divorce me. She didn't discuss this with us. Just be patient.
I'm coming in.
Come on in, sweetie.
Okay.
Hey, hi. Trisha.
Hi.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Good. You?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay.
Well, that seems great. All right. Let's have a beer.
Should we get some lunch?
No. I saw all those lyrics. They're disgusting. You're disgusting animals.
Trisha, they're just fun lyrics.
You want to shave the pussy till the what comes out? What was it?
Blood clots.
Ugh.
What? Is that gross?
Yes.
I feel like we might be in a bit of a bubble here at the All Men's Drinking Club.
You guys sing this in public?
Blood clots rhymes with candy dots, so that's why it's
that's
blood
the
clots.
Only reason some of these words get said is they rhyme
the rhymes,
with other words.
Just the rhymes. Yeah. Why
you know, it's a violation to read someone's private thoughts in their diary.
Thank you, Frank.
You know what? He read my diary last year. What? I mean, he didn't tell you.
You guys
this.
Have an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, Danny, you read her diary last year?
That's how I found out about the don't say.
Don't tell them.
The what?
Anyway, that's not what we're here to
wait,
discuss.
Wait, no, the what?
Don't embarrass me.
I'm not going to.
I'm sorry. Clearly, that's a big issue in your house.
All right, yeah. So we're done here, Trisha.
Yeah, I just wanted to smack you guys around a little bit, okay? Those songs offended me, and I just want you to know it, and that's all I can do, I guess.
Well, they're just a tradition that have been handed down hundreds of years from rugby player to rugby player.
Oh,
we don't really believe the things we're singing. It's just like a celebration of adolescence, really.
Yeah, I would even say it's weird for us to be singing it in such modern times, because they're so archaic, but, you know, it's just tradition. It's
well, like that's
it's
why like, they're funny, is they're so, it's like, wow, look at what
songs,
they used to believe back then.
Yeah, they songs about the catapult and the Black Plague and
what about the one that was
like
about
that?
Going on the computer and looking at girls' bunts and...
That's a new one.
What are bunts anyway?
It's like a back cunt, when a girl has a cunt on her back.
Yeah.
Look, that's disgusting.
Right below the muffin top.
Well, okay, well, that doesn't seem very archaic to me. Going on the computer and looking at bunts, that sounds pretty current.
It's an old computer in the song.
Once again, that it's a word that rhymes with hunt.
And it was an abacus. In the old version, it was abacus. And then we just said, well, let's go on a computer and make it updated.
Well, abacus is pretty clean. Looking at, you go on the abacus to look at, I see.
Yeah, so
olden days. Well,
it's actually educational. We know a lot about our forefathers from these songs.
Well, I'd love to learn a little something.
Sure. Back cunt was a term that Henry VIII came up with for his second wife.
Oh.
Who he had killed or poisoned.
Legendarily, she had like a very long cunt that went up her lower back.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not good at history. You guys make
Pope,
me feel pretty dumb.
Pius I came up with the word taint.
Oh.
See, this isn't really so much different than your reading club.
No,
you guys read Shades of Grey and get much more disgusting than what the things we're singing about.
You're right. It is a pretty gross book. But we love it.
Yeah.
Shades of Grey?
Yeah, Shades of Grey. It's our favorite book.
That's 50 Shades of Grey.
No, it's Shades of Grey. It's
Shades of Grey is a depressing book about five kids.
Wait a minute. There's 50? You told me you were only reading one Shade of Grey.
You have to read all 49 before you really get the last one, which is the big one.
There are
so
50
you get
shades.
Together with your friends, your girlfriends, and you sing songs or read books that are filthy.
Right, exactly.
We read out loud to each other and
what's
lay
the
our
difference?
Well, what is the difference?
Well, the way we do it, it's tender. Yours seems so aggressive.
Well, that's just gender bias.
That's just gender bias.
Oh, yeah. Honey, your voice is so deep.
Put your shirt on, Danny.
Look, males are males and females are females. That's what this comes down to. We're not being offensive.
Yeah.
We're just trying to express ourselves in a historical perspective.
And a person who penned the song dictates how you should sing it. He'll say staccato, or he'll say aggressive, or he'll say shouty. So
you're
you
right.
Incorporate the style into the song.
Geez, I'm really sorry for being so rude to you guys and coming in here and confronting you like this.
That's okay.
Oh, no, that's okay. I think the only fair thing to, you know, as a recompense would be if Danny told us what was in your diary last year. I missed a word in it.
And then we'll elephant walk around the room.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as long as you'll do that after, then, yeah, he can tell you.
My wife bought a dildo last year.
What?
What?
Dude, that must make you feel so insecure.
It did a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hold
and she
it
said
sometimes.
She had read The Shade of Grey, and it inspired her. In a time, I thought we were being honest, and there was only one Shade of Grey. And now today, here there's fucking 50 of them.
That's
sorry.
Not cool. You withheld 49 shades?
I did. I didn't think you could handle it.
Great. So now that we've been admonished for the songs, we don't need to talk about the bukkake party, do we? You guys like Portlandia? Get in the mic here. You like it?
I love Portlandia. It's one of my favorite
What's your
shows.
Favorite character they do on it?
Oh, God. I love when the organic couple where they're like, right. Where's this chicken from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they go and it's like Soup Dacus.
Yeah.
Just running the farm. Yeah, I love that show.
And okay, I love guys. The one where they're obsessed with technology.
Okay, these are real comedians loving comedy. That rarely happens, people. It stars Fred Armisen, Carrie Brownstein, Chloe Sevigny is going to be on this year, Roseanne Barr, Bill Hader, Juliette Lewis, Patton Oswalt, Jim Gaffigan, Kyle MacLachlan as the mayor. Were you guys fans of Twin Peaks? Are you too young for that?
Sex in the City.
Watch it on DVR.
He was one of the Sex in the City guys.
He was Charlotte's husband.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the one who
couldn't get it up.
I remember that. The show is always the most creative, unpredictable. You never know what they're going to come up with. Brand new episode, Portlandia, tomorrow night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, every Friday after that. Visit IFC for more information.
Let's hear a holiday story.
So over the holidays, maybe you guys were with extended family. Any extended family stories? Anything happened over the holidays?
Well, I got engaged.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice. Making
that's
a family.
An extended family.
Well, extended family was there.
Do you want to tell us how it happened?
I'll do a brief story.
Do the long one.
No, you
I want to hear every detail.
That's in private. The general story is that my fiancé proposed to me in front of a crowd of like 700 people at the Music Box Theater in Chicago. We were seeing It's Wonderful Life with my family, and he went up on stage and did the whole thing. So it was really cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's
that's
a family
great.
Tradition to go to the movie around Christmas.
That movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They have like caroling there and like Santa and all this stuff. It's a very like festive event. And so
I rode on the coattails of the already amazing event.
Yes.
So how did he get on the stage? Was it during the movie, before, after?
It was before, and it was like there's a stage, and then there's like a lower area in front that we were down there. But he tried to like work it out with the theater, and they wouldn't let him do it, so he did it anyway. But he was like trying to do it for like a month, and they kept saying no, 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 and then he just was like, well, forget it, I'll just do it. So.
Why would they say no?
Because they're like, they have like a schedule. They're like, we have caroling, and then we have the Susie Snowflake short, and then we play the movie. And it's like, if we get off track with that, it's like...
Sticking so aggressively to the Christmas spirit that you ignore like these beautiful things.
It's terrible.
That is so lame.
Really dumb. And so he was like back and forth with them over and over. And like, he was trying to like keep it nice though, because he didn't want to like unleash on them and not let them do anything. So he just was like, it ended up them being saying no, and then he just did it anyway. So.
And how long did it take?
I mean, you know, like a minute. I don't know. It's like, that's the whole thing. It's like it all is so fast that.
And everyone loved it.
Everyone cheered. It was crazy. Aww. I was so surprised. I was like sobbing.
So when he ran up there by himself, did you know what was going on?
Well, actually, my mom made us get up there. My mom was like, go take a picture with the organ player. There's like this organ player. And like, we've never done that. Like,
your mom was in on it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My whole family knew it was going to happen. I didn't want to go up because the organ player, it's in a spotlight in front of the audience. I was like, I'm not going to stand in front of the organ player and have my picture taken. And she's like, just go do it. And I thought she meant the whole family. So I was like, let's go. And everyone's like, no, I'm not getting up there. And so.
I ain't getting married. Everyone else knew but you?
Yeah. And so, like, Chris and I just went up, and my brother was taking the picture, and I'm like trying to move out of the spotlight. He's like, I can't get a good light on this thing. I'm like, I don't care. Like, just do it and we'll sit down.
And what's going on meanwhile with, like, the rest of the people?
Everyone's like filing in and sitting down. So it felt really awkward to me to be like,
so it's kind of chaotic.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be like up there being like smiling in front of a spotlight. Like, I just never, we've never done that. No one takes a picture up there. It's like not normal. And like, and my mom's like, what's the organ player playing? And I was like, I don't know. And I guess it was wedding music, but in the moment I couldn't process that because I was like, I don't know, I want to sit down. Like, this is really weird. What are you talking about? And then,
so,
like,
the organ player was in on it.
Yeah, my mom's
well?
Like hitting him, you know, with her elbow, like, play the wedding march or some shit. I don't know. It was like, and so I couldn't even hear. I mean, I could hear it, but I couldn't be like, I don't know, it's just music. Yeah, I don't know. And so then, like, Chris was like pulling me aside, like, it's okay. And I was like, it's okay. I know it's fine. I'm just like, I thought he was trying to like talk me down.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, exactly. I'd turning into like a bitch right beforehand. But like, I thought he was trying to talk me down from like yelling at my mom. But I was like, I'm not that mad. I just want to sit down. Like, why are we even like talking about this? Let's just do the picture and then sit down. And he like pulled me further aside. Like, it's really okay. And I was like, anybody just been crazy? Like, I just like felt it. And then he didn't say anything. And then he just like walked to the middle and he was like, hey, everyone. Excuse me, my name is Chris, and I've been in love with this woman, and da 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 da, all this stuff, and I was just like crying, and
then that's
the audience
awesome.
Cheered, and my family ran up and hugged us. And
is he a performer?
Yeah, but he was so nervous, and he didn't realize how big the place was till we were in there. Like, it's really big, and we had no microphone or anything, so he was like screaming from like his toes, basically. It was crazy.
Wow,
that's awesome! Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah.
Mr. Obama.
Yes. My name's Tom. I campaigned for you this year, and I'm really happy about your re-election.
You,
and I just had a request at your inauguration this week.
Oh, yes.
If my girlfriend and I worked really hard on your campaign in Iowa, and we knocked on doors and spent a lot of time doing some grassroots support for you. And,
oh, so you're one of the door-to-door volunteers we have.
I'm a door-to-door,
in
yes,
Iowa,
sir.
And how long did you volunteer for?
We spent 8 months working on your campaign. We started in Chicago, and then we moved out to Iowa on our own.
We really appreciate that.
You don't have to thank us.
Did you get the T-shirt?
I did get a T-shirt and a button, and we got a photo that you signed, and thank you so much.
All right.
It's more your platform than anything. We appreciate it. You don't owe me anything. I just was hoping that before the Supreme Court justice swears you in, if I could maybe propose to my girlfriend on stage with
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Tom Arnold. That's funny. I know.
Okay.
It's okay, I get a lot of laughs.
Well, he's a Republican, so it's a little...
Is he? He's funny, but yeah.
Anyway,
just quickly,
we don't have Secret Service needs to approve everyone.
That's fine.
That's
we have
get...
our passports with us. She's outside. We could just vet.
Even if we did vet you, we're kind of on a schedule.
Sure, I understand
that. The Archbishop says a prayer.
I think we could sandwich it in between maybe his prayer and then you're putting your hand on the Bible.
Actually, Hillary Clinton, she just got that blood clot out. And she we were going to have a special – she was going to say something special.
Well, that's fine, too. She could be up there with us. I actually liked her, too. I was going to vote for her.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
How's it going?
Mr. Obama, yeah, hi. It's John. I campaigned for you for 8 months. Actually, had some crossover with Tom. I've seen
Nebraska.
Well, hi,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, hi. Nice to meet you.
Is my Secret Service not outside the door right now?
They are, but they're letting us in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You got an open slot on your itinerary.
So, yeah. I know your inauguration is later today, and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. You can call, you know, John Goodman, whatever you want to. If you want to call me Mr. Goodman, that's fine.
Oh,
that's a funny
See,
name.
See, I get that a lot. I get
that's
that a lot.
That's a funny name.
You can't be more than 120 pounds.
Thank you. I'm 121. Huh. I still do some grown-up wrestling, so I have to keep my weight down.
Grown-up wrestling?
Yeah, you wrestle grown-ups.
What's your point, John? Why are you here?
If you can see, I have this pretty cool T-shirt on. I just launched this T-shirt company, and I was hoping that maybe I could give, like, in between the blood clot speech and...
So you know about that?
Yeah, I know. I've read the Secret Service guy showed me the itinerary.
That dovetails nicely. You could go proposal, T-shirt launch, prayer, blood clot.
Even if I was to do the proposal, which is nice, why would I do some commercial T-shirt launch? I don't even know what's on these T-shirts.
10% of all proceeds go to the food bank.
I don't even know what's on these T-shirts.
Oh, it's just...
They could say something that I don't believe in. And
probably mostly ironic shirts.
Yeah, they're mostly ironic. You see this one I'm wearing here? Right here, it's like the guy spreading his asshole.
Oh, my Lord. Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. It's a real close-up, though, so it's hard to tell what it is.
Oh, you have to get away from it.
Yeah. When you're further away, you can see
it. Oh, yeah. That is an asshole, all right.
Yeah.
So why is that ironic?
Well, because, like, no one would really do that.
Because you don't know what it is right away. You're standing in a room with a guy with an asshole in his shirt for, like, an hour, and then you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you like this T-shirt, Tom.
Let me get your door for you, Mr. Obama. Come on in.
Hi. Hey, Tom, John. How are you guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, President Obama. Nice to see you. My name's Lori. I've been working on your campaign for a long time. Lori Metcalf is my name, if you're
from. That's crazy.
That is funny. You guys are almost celebrities.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not. Oh, I know, it's weird. Yeah, she's famous.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I was just wondering, I know you have like a lot of stuff going on. I was wondering if I could just hop on stage just like in between a couple things and just ask if I could get a ride home from anybody who's here. I figured...
Well, maybe Tom or John could give you a ride, so I don't have to interrupt my whole inauguration.
My car is filled with T-shirts.
I'm going back to Chicago.
Yeah, and my that's the opposite of where t-shirts. I have to go. I thought maybe I could get somebody who's going exactly to my neighborhood. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Well, that's like 10 seconds, really.
Yeah, it should take 5 to 10 just, seconds.
I mean, would you be comfortable?
Maybe
I could ask
get on,
for you. I could ask for you while I'm doing the T-shirt.
I don't feel comfortable. I feel like I need to ask.
Okay, the T-shirt thing isn't going to happen for sure.
I could incorporate it into my vows. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I could ask.
You're doing vows as well?
Yeah, we're going to do our vows. We're going to get married.
Propose
well, archbishop's
wait, you're
going to
propose and do vows?
Yeah.
You're going to propose, then get married?
You can't use my archbishop to perform your impromptu wedding.
He's down.
This has been approved by the Archbishop.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's cool with the T-shirt. He's rocking one of my real close-up scrote T-shirts right
now. Yeah, and he said I could trail behind him in a car if I could find a ride. He lives near me, but he doesn't want to drive me.
Why don't you just get the Archbishop to ask you for your
no,
ride?
No, he wouldn't. He said no. I did ask him. So that's why I have to get up here and get as many people in on this as I can.
This could just be one long proposal, and then in the vows we could ask
for
the ride and promote the
shirt. Today is about me.
Oh,
it's
here we
about
go.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Hope. It's about
it's
change.
About
no, you forget the little people, sir. I
it's
have
been,
to
the
say.
The last 8 months has been about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
exactly. We gave our lives to you.
Time to give back.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
We cut to the inauguration right after the prayer.
Hi, everybody who voted for Obama. My name's Tom Arnold, and this lovely lady is Gwen.
Oh my
Gwen,
God. Oh my God.
Come up here. Gwen, will you marry me? Let's do this, Archbishop.
Cool.
Weenieshirts.com.
Weenieshirts.com.
I need a ride home. I'm going to the Northridge area, if anybody could take me there. That'd be fantastic.
How do you spell weenie?
And let's be cool to each other for the rest of our lives.
W-E-E-N-E-E.
Never lose our sense of humor.
Let's hear a marriage proposal story.
Do either of you have a interesting proposal story?
Mine was pretty cool. We were in Mexico, and we're in this place where I'm convinced everyone there was either there to propose or on their honeymoon. Like, it was the most ridiculous, for lovers only, romantic villa kind of place. And I wanted to surprise her, and I was like, oh my God, this place is so obvious. A place to propose. She's going to know what's going on. There's no families. No, you know what I mean? Just it's all about two people per room being in love. But anyway, so I gave the ring to a bellboy.
Smart.
Yeah.
The biggest purchase
thing
of your life.
I've ever done.
Just give it to a stranger.
Yeah, wouldn't you be nervous?
Who couldn't speak
English?
I don't
worry. I tipped him $5, so I trusted him.
Well, not speaking English is a big part of it. So I said, come to my room. I'm going to call you guys to my room and just hold out your fist. I want you to drop this ring into her hand, right? And I want you to say in Spanish, he wants to marry you.
This is all right.
Or will
awesome.
You marry him or something like that. So meanwhile, back in my room, I say to her, I'm like, I'm feeling bad. I need some Tums or something. Get the bellboy
really
to bring up some Tums.
I got to shit my brains out. Let me get... Oh, Matt, you're always shitting. Oh, drop it, drop it.
Knock, knock, knock. She opens the door. He's going like this with their fist, his fist, and saying in Spanish, whatever. Do you know Spanish, Lauren?
Yeah, not enough to say that.
Okay. So.
Casados to marry.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? What? Tums? Tums? Rolades? Tums? What? And he drops the ring in her finger. And there's this moment of like beautiful confusion and realization.
That's funny.
She said no.
What?
It took another 3 years for her to say yes.
That's a beautiful story, Matt.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
I did it in Central Park. We went on a date. Our first date was in Central Park by the New York City Marathon, and there was a statue of this dog called Balto who brought some life-saving drug to these remote Eskimos in the Aleutian Islands.
There's a Disney or like an animated movie about Balto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like a nice plaque about love, honor, and something. Long story short, that was our first day because I said, just meet me by this dog statue when we went off. So a year or two later, whenever it was, we happened to be walking by because she was in New York. She came to visit me. I was working and then just did it there. I just got
on
my knee.
That's so cute.
That's awesome.
Did it.
I did mine drunk at 2:30 in the morning in my apartment.
Sounds fitting.
Yeah.
we
were
shoe?
Both drunk. Well,
one shoe?
No, in my underwear. Okay. And my wife in my wife in her underwear as well. And I was like, we had gotten wasted all afternoon, and then we got in a fight on the walk home from the bar. And I've had this fucking engagement ring in my closet for like, you know, 6 weeks at this point, waiting for a romantic thing. And then I'm realizing we don't do anything romantic anymore. We've been together for like 9 years. So anything that would be like, if I was like, oh, let's go to a nice dinner tonight, it'd be like so obvious right away. So we came home wasted. So I was like, oh, the, can you take the dog's collar off before we go to bed? I had put the engagement ring on the collar, and she's like, I already took the dog's collar off. And I was like, well, he has it on, because I like put it back on because that was part of my plan. And she comes out, and then she sees it. She starts crying, and her first words are, this is a fucking disaster. Because she's like, because our house is – she's like really anal, and the apartment was a mess, and the overhead lighting is on, and she hates the overhead lighting.
Oh, I hate overhead lighting,
yeah. So she's like, this is a fucking disaster. And then it's 2:30 in the morning, so we start calling all our relatives to say we got engaged. And they're like, what? My dad was like, what's the matter? Is everything okay? Is everything okay? I was like, yeah, we're getting married. He's like, oh, okay, bye. I'll call me in the morning. Yeah.
That's funny.
David, put on your suit.
I can't wear the suit. I'm so bloated. You know, I'm just so, I feel so bloated. I had way too much chili for lunch.
David,
I can't put this. I'm sweating my ass.
Just put the suit on, okay?
All right.
We're going to a nice dinner. It's going to be so fun.
Marianne, fine. I have such stomach indigestion, but I'll go.
Ring, ring.
Oh. Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Derek?
Hey, man, you want to go basketball game tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be there. I'll pick you up in like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. See you later.
I'm gonna go to a basketball game. That was Derek. You know that guy that I met on the subway the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. He called. We're gonna go to a basketball game.
You gave him your number?
Yeah. He was a cool, nice guy.
You're so weird.
He was wearing a Clippers jersey. I was wearing a Clippers jersey. The Clippers are playing the Knicks
That's
here in New York.
That's all it takes, yep. I guess. There you go. Best friends. Look, I thought we were gonna go out for a nice dinner tonight. I got this fancy dress. It's got a huge V-neck down the front and the back. It's
Ooh.
Really sexy.
Ooh.
Bring, yeah.
bring. Oh. Is that mine or yours?
Bring.
Oh, that's mine. Hello?
Hey, Chong.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's Mark. You bought the humidifier off me on Craigslist?
Yeah, Mark. Oh, thanks. That thing is crushing it. I haven't had dry nostrils in a month.
Dude, listen, we're going to tailgate before the Clippers game tonight. I don't know you that well, but I just wanted to invite you down.
Actually going to the Clippers game with my best friend, Derek.
Who is that?
Really?
Hold on one second. It's Mark, the guy I bought the humidifier from.
From Craigslist?
Yes, from Craigslist. Yes, Mark, but the humidifier.
You're supposed to be friends with those people.
All right. Well, hey, listen up.
Okay,
we're gonna meet up by the Gretzky statue.
Yeah.
So I'll just come there. We got a case of beer, and somebody's got a nitrous tank. Should be pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Let's do it. I'll bring balloons. I have some.
Oh, perfect. I was gonna ask you.
All right. Cool.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Craigslist
later.
Rules.
Hey, Marianne, can I have your birthday balloons?
What?
I need them for drugs.
Are you kidding me?
What? What is this? We need to go out to fancy dinners?
Yes, we really need this. Our relationship is floundering because of all your weird friends.
Oh, my weird friends?
Yes.
Well, what about that girl you were in a sorority with who comes once a year for a week? I hate her.
Well, she's one of my best friends.
Oh, and so are Mark and Derek.
You barely remember their names.
Well, Derek, because I call him D-Bone, and that's what's confusing.
Call me maybe.
Oh, my phone. I love
Call
this
Call me maybe.
I barely want to answer it. Hello?
Hey, what happens? Did you ask him to get married yet?
No, I didn't, Rebecca. We're trying to get out the door.
Oh, is that Rebecca?
Yes, it's Rebecca.
Hang up!
I don't want to hang up.
God damn it.
I love you.
I love you too, but I fucking hate Rebecca.
Rebecca, can you hear him?
No.
Good.
I think it's so cute. You're going to get into your prom class.
Okay,
too.
Seriously, you're going
to
ruin
Sadie Hawkins, invite him to propose.
Okay,
to marry
you're about
you.
To ruin this. Seriously?
I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm ruining it by saying that out loud. I gotta go. Oh, can we just go out to dinner, please? This is super important.
All right, it has to be fast, though, because I have to meet Mark for pre-games.
Oh, fuck it. I was gonna ask you to marry me, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Ring, ring. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Let's deal with this 1 second. Yup. This is
Uncle Dirt.
Oh, hey, it's Uncle Dirt. Hey, Uncle Dirt. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm calling for Derek.
Oh, you want Derek? I'm not with him yet. I'll be with him in about a half hour. We'll be over by the Gretzky statue at the Clippers Stadium.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. I'm supposed to bring some glue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bring your glue. Hey, Uncle Dirt, I'm going to save your number on my phone, so I'll text you next time we're going out.
Who
all right.
Is that?
It's Uncle Dirt. It's Derek's uncle that doesn't, because Derek doesn't have a phone. He called me from a payphone previously.
Okay.
So I'm like the go-between between Derek and his Uncle Dirt.
Oh, my God.
What were you saying before? You wanted to...
I wanted to marry you, but I don't know if I do anymore.
Okay, 1 second. Uncle Dirt.
Yeah.
I gotta go. This seems like my wife is, my girlfriend, not for long, is being a real C-word.
Yeah, women.
Thank you, Uncle Dirt. So what was it? Yeah, well, I'll marry you. That's okay. Fine. But can we do it fast? I really got to go to this game.
No.
These are my best friends.
We don't get married right now.
Let's get married. Fine, let's just get married. Go on the internet. Click on the switch your Facebook status to married, and we're married.
That's it? That's all it is?
Ring, ring. Oh, 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hey, John, it's Derek.
Hey, what's up, Derek? I just heard from your Uncle Dirt.
Oh, yeah. I just talked to him. I need to cancel tonight. I just found out tonight is the my girlfriend and I, we do half birthdays. It's her half birthday, 6 months to her next birthday.
Oh, deep.
And it's just a special night for her, which is more important than the Clippers. You know
that's
what I mean?
Fine. You can keep I'll just go to the.
It's her half birthday, you understand, right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's, hey, D, you're a romantic guy. That sounds great.
Yeah, man. Next time.
Next time. I'm just going to still go tailgate with Mark and not go to the game, though, since I don't have tickets anymore.
Whatever, dude.
All right, see you.
Have a good night. Bye.
Say hi to Uncle. I still have to go. I'm really.
You're still gonna go.
I'm really upset.
You're gonna tailgate and not go to the game.
Oh, 1 second, please. Oh. Hello.
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark. How's
Listen,
it going?
Listen, man. Tailgate's off. I just want to give you a heads up. Yeah, don't come down here. I just realized it's the anniversary of my third date with my girlfriend.
Oh,
we went to Disneyland and it was a real special. It's where we realized that we both loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more important than a tailgate with a stranger.
That's beautiful.
I got it both, but. There'll be nitrous down here if you make it down here.
All right, cool.
Peace.
Well, thanks, Mark. Mark says I should get there right now.
Oh, wow.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, wait. Can you drive me to Clippers Stadium?
Yeah, I'll give you a ride.
All right. And no wedding talk on the ride, please. I just want to get in the right headspace for the game.
Here is your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
Let's go to the Twitter Lounge. David, the real fart cop, says leather.
That's a grown man.
The real fart cop, says leather.
Leather.
Moochie da cat, says Sharpie. Lauren loves suggestions from cats. Pat Reber says compromise. Oh, we all have a compromise story. Compromise, leather, Sharpie. Sharpie's a good, thick word. Doesn't remind me of a story, but it reminds me of putting my name on the back of my shirts when I went to camp. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, we had to do it in gym class, too. We had to write our names.
My my dad always used to make the joke because everyone in my immediate family has the same initials because we're all J first names. So he'd be like, I got to put your brother's initials in your underwear, your mom's initials in your – like he made the same joke every year when I went to summer camp.
And that reminds me, I feel I've told this story on the show before. It would have been, but in junior high, I came back from, I guess, gym class, or was it basketball practice? One of the two, back to my locker, and my clothes were gone, and my shoes were gone, everything was gone. So I went home in my... You know what? Had it been basketball practice, cause what else would I have gotten into? Yeah, so I went home in my basketball uniform. And I came to school the next day, and there was this kid, Alvin, who is half my size, like half my height. And he was wearing not one of my clothes, but all of my clothes.
He's wearing the whole outfit he stole?
I'm not going to sit here and say the whole, but definitely my top siders. I had the most preppy and my Lacoste windbreaker.
What?
Wait, this is what you dressed like in junior high?
Yeah, I was
You Mr. dressed
preppy.
Better then
yeah.
when you were a grown man?
Definitely. And better haircut, too. Yeah, I dressed like a total preppy in junior high. So
did
all
he admit?
My preppy clothes. So
did he admit did that he stole it?
And I went up to him and went, Alvin?
Alvin!
Alvin! Those are my clothes!
This is
and he denied it.
What?
I don't have super vivid memory of how the exchange went down, but eventually I somehow proved that those were indeed my clothes. But I think even as a kid, I thought I got that was funny that to wear. Not it would have been just wear the shoes or the coat. Or
yeah,
the
he
jeans.
Could argue. He could argue one article.
Yeah.
Like he could
yeah,
definitely
he
argue
just got
one.
It.
And if he even if he waited 1 week, he would have been
yeah.
better
right.
off.
Right.
The next day, he's wearing the whole.
Thing. But he could have worn that all weekend long. Never saw you.
Was he a kid that was like a troublemaker, or was he a poor
yeah.
kid?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a troublemaker.
He was both.
Yeah,
it was a little sad.
Yeah,
to be quite honest.
That is
yeah.
sad.
He was, in fact, both. He and probably one was the result of the other. He was a troublemaker, and he was poor, and like, and I wasn't mad. I remember as a kid not going, "Hey, you're going to go to the principal, and you're going to get." It wasn't that kind of thing, but it was like, it was like that, like Alvin,
are you kidding
what are you
me?
Doing?
Are you stupid?
Are you stupid?
Are you
Come
fucking
on.
Kidding me?
Just steal one of my. Some
the only sort of story that I have that relates to that is they had like a father-son pancake breakfast at our school when we lived in Chicago, and they had a drawing where you put a name in, put your name in, and you can win a prize. So my dad brought my brother – this is my brother's story, but he brought my brother Pat to this 7th grader father-son pancake breakfast. Long story short, they give away like – you know, you get a baseball mitt, like sports equipment, nice stuff. So they're waiting and packing. My brother Pat – put his name in like 50 times. He just kept going back and putting in Pat Walsh, Pat Walsh. So inevitably, Pat Walsh, and he goes up and he gets like a baseball bat or a glove. I'm like, cool. And my dad's like, congratulations. And then again, and I think it was like some priest, it was a Catholic, he was like pulling the names up. Pat Walsh.
So that's impossible more than one,
yeah.
right?
There was no other one. So he was going to go, my dad, what's – and then inevitably it came up like 4 or 5 more times. Pat Walsh.
Were all the other adults laughing like, oh,
yeah,
boy.
He got in a lot of trouble for that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
a lame attempt to be smart. I don't know. I'm just tired of screaming Alvin. Like, when I get on the streets, people are like, oh, you're Jason Lee. Scream Alvin.
But people love that.
I know, but I'm not doing the next one because I want to do, like, serious, you know, drama.
You're not going to do the next Alvin and Chipmunks movie?
Yeah, Chipwrecked 3 or whatever it's going to be.
Okay, we need the money.
It's Battle Chip. It's going to be Battle Chip.
Battle Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad idea to base a Chipmunk movie on a board or a game.
Yeah. No, it's like we did some market research. It's a, you know, it's a 4-quarter thing. It's going to hit them all.
But
know?
Battleship did poorly.
Yes.
And so Battle Chip
will do fine.
People love that kind of
shit. You guys are terrible agents.
We need this money, okay? You haven't really made much in the past.
I want to do a skateboard movie. I came from the skateboard world. I'd like to go back to my roots and do a skateboard. I don't want to, like, scream Alvin on a boat.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Is this CIA?
Yeah.
This is President Obama.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, it's Jason Lee.
Oh, this is exactly the client of yours I wanted to talk
to. Wow, that's an amazing coincidence.
Awesome. Oh, hi, Mr.
Good thing
Obama.
You put it on speakerphone.
Yeah, and then...
Thank you.
Wow, I'm amazed. I'm
glad you want to talk to me.
Well, and I appreciate you trusting that this is Obama, not one of my many impresarios.
No, I know it's you. I can tell by your voice.
Yeah, his voice is so distinct. Hi.
Thank you.
Quiet, Catherine.
I'm sorry. I'm just excited.
It's the President of the United States.
I'm sorry, Jason.
Anyway, to get to business.
Agents can be annoying. Sorry, sir.
I'm an asshole.
As you are probably aware, North Korea is one of the greatest enemies of the United States of America. A very dangerous, dangerous country.
Yeah, that son of that madman is running it now, right?
Well, no one knows this, but that son of that madman died during Christmas.
Really?
Yes, on Christmas Day.
How sad.
Wow, that's tragic.
Good, though, for us, right?
No, because he's been replaced by Alvin Chone Lee.
Alvin Chone Lee. I don't know who that
is.
Alvin
Chone.
Wait, no, I've read some files. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alvin Chone Lee?
Yes, Alvin Chone Lee.
He's one of the most notorious despots living in North Korea. He was...
Oh, couldn't be worse then.
Yeah. Well, why I'm calling is... We need someone to talk to him with a very stern voice.
I don't know nothing about... I know nothing about politics.
You don't need to. All you need to do is use your signature angry Alvin
cry
talk to Alvin Chone Lee.
To broker a peace with North Korea?
No, to show him that we're going to stand strong and we're not going to put up with any North Korean mischief.
Mr. Obama?
I draw the line here!
Mr. Obama, just a quick question. Is this pay scale?
Scale and double overtime.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Whoa. Need that.
We are CAA. We need that.
$5 from you, please.
No. Look, this is. Can we put him on hold so he can't hear
sure,
us?
Sure.
Sir,
I am Obama.
We're putting Obama on hold.
You're on hold, okay? Listen to the song.
It doesn't matter what he offers me. I wouldn't. If it was a good cause, which obviously it is, I would do anything, but I'm not going to say that goddamn signature Alvin line. I will not. They can sample it from one of my movies.
It's not your signature.
Well, whoever the character, Dave.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry guys. I just found this flyer outside and I think it's going to really help Jason's career.
What is it?
This dog is missing and there's a $5,000 reward. His name's Alvin. He said he responds to
you
his
guys
name.
Are terrible
just go
agents.
Outside
this
and
is what you're bringing me?
Well,
I'm an intern.
We'll be fair. We'll only commission 5% on the dog thing.
You get back on the phone and tell Mr. Obama that I'm very grateful that he thought of me, but I will not whore myself out and do that same stupid line. I'm trying to change my image.
Okay, but I think maybe you should do the dog thing.
No. You're a terrible agent.
I'm not terrible. I'm a hustler.
No, you're not a hustler. You're a bottom feeder.
Oh.
Is that a gay thing?
Hello, this is Alvin Chone Lee. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jason Lee.
Oh, of the Chipmunk movies.
I did some other things. Chasing Amy, Mallrats maybe? I don't remember.
You were in the lesbian movie?
Yes.
It was his best one, in my opinion.
Who's Kevin Smith?
Yes, after Dogma, he was shit.
I don't disagree with you, sir. You actually seem to have a pretty fair mind.
Yes.
Are you currently running North Korea?
I am.
And you're
between you and I.
Are you continuing to develop your nuclear missile program with intentions to possibly use it against enemies of your state?
Without question, we put dangerous viruses on the very tip. We put a little glass bulb on the tip of the nuclear missiles that has viruses.
You need to listen up because USA don't play that. Alvin!
Do not speak to me like that. How dare you?
I will
do it
again.
Do you know who I am?
I will do it again until you stop developing
nuclear
weapons. Yes, you're the head of, you're a despot from North Korea.
You treat me like some lost dog.
Listen up.
Alvin!
Stop! What is that, a dog? There's a dog in my house. Get out of here. Look, that's how we're playing this, okay?
How?
Hold on a second. Obama, are you listening?
Yes.
How'd I do?
That was amazing.
Okay, am I done?
I think one more
No, please
album.
No. Please no.
You had him on the ropes.
No.
Look. You're going to have to choose between getting rid of this North Korean despot or keeping this runaway dog's attention
but I'm
in
not
the foyer
presenting
of
any,
your house.
I'm not presenting any platform or any anything. I'm just screaming one word.
They just understand authority and a firm voice.
I'll do one more.
And when I say they, I mean despots and dogs.
Sir, are you still there in North Korea?
Yes.
I'm Alvin!
Okay, we will stop! We will stop!
Really?
Yes!
Oh my God. Thank you.
No more putting little globes of bacteria and disease on the end of the nuclear missiles.
Please hold.
Sorry,
please
Jason
hold.
Lee.
Obama?
Yes?
We're done. I think it's going to work.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Hey, man. You know what? Give a little back, too.
What do you mean by that?
Just a lot of the people who campaign for you and they, like me, stepping up.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
I
sent them t-shirts, the Hope
yeah,
and
no,
Change
that's
t-shirts.
That's exactly it. You have a problem with being grateful, I think. You don't give back.
What am I supposed to do?
Give me something, for
my
example.
Service is my how I show my appreciation.
People feel used by you.
What, I got to open up every conversation with thank you?
It wouldn't hurt. It
oh,
wouldn't hurt just
because
we share the same ideas about, you know, being progressive.
Off the record for a second.
I don't think this is being recorded. Go ahead.
I fucking hate all Americans.
What? What drives you to public service?
I'm a Muslim. I was not born in America.
You are not a Muslim.
I am, and I'm not born in America.
You are too born in America.
And I'm going to blow fucking America up. I don't give a fucking shit.
What? You're more dangerous than that North Korean.
Maybe.
So then why
Back
am I...
Back on the record. Fine job, anyway. Jason Lee.
Your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
Back to the Twitter line for our final sheen of the first Improv for Humans in 2013. I resolve to make Improv for Humans the best podcast in the world.
Whoa. Mm.
No offense, Bear Down.
None taken.
Ryan Brock says flex. Hunter Steffi says alarm. And this is a hard one. Daenerys Nope. Is that Leslie Nope's
cousin? Daenerys? Says
oh, yeah.
The Queen of the Dragons?
Queen of the Dragons.
In Game of Thrones.
The hot woman?
Yeah. The hot...
Her name's Daenerys?
Yeah. No, her name is not Daenerys. Her name's
Cersei. Cersei is the ancestral.
Khaleesi.
Khaleesi. Khaleesi.
Yeah, Khaleesi is her title as the female leader of the. I wish I didn't.
That's
know.
Not her name.
Yeah, no, that's not her name. Khaleesi is her title because she married
Khal Drogo.
That means
queen. Basically.
Yeah, it's queen of the Dothraki.
I'm out again.
No Game of Thrones?
You could
no.
be in on
oh,
this one.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
This
Both
is a good one for women and men.
That's Kobe's favorite show, by the way. Kobe Bryant loves
it.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, because
oh,
there's
yeah,
a lot of rape in it.
Game of
Bones.
He wished it was staged in Colorado.
That's his only complaint. Why doesn't this take place all in Colorado?
He views the dragons as the Colorado yeah. police.
Yeah, so that's Daenerys Nope is two very powerful female TV characters.
Interesting.
Oh. Right, I'm assuming.
Oh, wow, you just yeah. nailed it, man.
Yeah. Oh, and that person's also a nerd.
Yeah.
And probably a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to get more off that than her suggestion of cornbread.
Food.
Cornbread, food. Alarm, flex...
Cornbread.
And Emmett Crockett said smug. I'm going to throw that in there. Smug cornbread. Alarm flex.
Well, the first thing I thought of with alarm was in high school, my friend's dad would drive us to school every day. And we had I guess we were going to the ACTs or something one day. So that night before I was really stressed out and I woke up and we missed it and I was freaking out. It was too late. And so I was calling her house and I was like, we're late. We're late. We're missing tests. I was going crazy. And he was like, Lauren, it's 3 a.m. And I had like called him in the middle of the night, and I was just like really confused. And then the next day, like then he told all other friends' parents, and everyone was making fun of me for like a week. But I was very stressed out, and then I was very embarrassed. And I like went back to sleep and woke up the next day and went and took the test.
Oh, so you were able, were you sleeping when you did it?
I was awake, but I was not, I couldn't tell what was going on. I just thought for sure, like it was way late. I didn't know what was going on. I mean, I thought we missed it. Freaked out.
That's a dumb phone call I made when I was a kid. Is my friend Brian O'Dwyer had moved out. We lived in the city and he moved out. And I called his house at like, for a kid it was late. It was like 10:30 at night. And so his dad, I'm like, hey, is Brian there? He's like, no, he's not here. He's like, it's 10:30 at night. Who is this? He's like, I was just seeing him. He's like, who is this? And then I panicked and did a fake voice. And there was a lady on our block, an old Irish lady named Mrs. Givens. And I'm like, oh, this is Mrs. Givens. I was just, Mrs. Givens wouldn't call. Who is, like.
Just kept digging deeper and
deeper. I thought I could disguise my voice halfway into the call.
You just didn't know it was too late when you were calling.
I didn't realize that 10:30 was like, his father was really angry because his, I guess I'd woken people up at the house, and he was like, who the hell would call this late? Who is this? And then I panicked and did a bad impression of a neighbor who would never call him.
He's calling. An old Irish lady is calling a child at home at 10:30.
She would never call. Who is this?
She would never call. That's his own problem with her. Yeah. She never calls me. Damn it.
Okay. We're all neighbors here. A lot of us don't know each other. I'm Matt Besser. I live at the end of Cartwright. The reason you three have been gathered here today, and you agreed to come, which I thank you, is someone's been crank calling the police, claiming to be you, Mrs. Givens.
Whoa.
And that's why I brought you, and I brought little Timmy.
Hi.
How old are you, Timmy?
7.
Okay.
I'm very worried about my likeness being mocked on a phone call.
And I also brought in John, who's a comedian and does impressions.
Oh.
So you three are the highest. You're the biggest suspects. It could indeed be you, Mrs. Gibbons.
Why would I do that?
It could be you, little Timmy, who's known to get in trouble around the neighborhood.
I steal gym clothes. That's all I do. I don't do impressions.
Or you, John. You are the only impressionist in the entire neighborhood.
I doubt it was me, my friend.
Sean Connery!
That is correct, everyone.
Whoa!
That is amazing.
I thought Sean Connery was here.
I loved your Comedy Central special.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, so let's just get down to this. I have some phrases that were said over the phone to the police, and we're going to ask you to say it in your own voice and then have you guys say it in her voice, okay? Just to see which one it matches up with.
Okay.
There's a few phrases and crank calls been made. Okay,
so
one crank call was...
You have recordings of the actual 911
calls? I have
calls?
Statements here of those recordings. We're going to match them up.
Oh, no
voice.
One said they were 911 calls yet, Timmy.
He did at the beginning.
That is
of,
interesting. You could said have been 311. It could have been 311.
You said 911 calls.
311 is another way of calling the police.
I didn't call.
You're busted.
Connery.
Sean? Oh, it's not Sean Connery.
Okay. The first call was made 2 weeks ago. It said, hello, this is Mrs. Gibbons. My house is on fire. It's the goddamn...
Racial slur.
That was me.
Oh.
I didn't know we were going that far back in the records, but that was me.
Oh, well, that's good.
But there wasn't a... the fire department showed up.
I was confused, and there wasn't really a fire, but I thought there was. And
are this...
Racial slur.
From Star Wars?
They are people I see around me at all times.
Tusken Raiders?
Or the Bedouins?
Let's move on. What was the next call? That was all me, right. But that was... It was nothing. It was a mistake, and I didn't mean to call.
Next one came a few days later.
Okay.
Said, hello, this is... Mrs. Gibbons, I got me a shotgun. I'm going to start killing me some minorities.
That was me again.
That was you.
Yes.
When we showed up, you claimed that wasn't you that day.
I was embarrassed, but now I feel worried that one of these two innocent bystanders is going to be in trouble for what I did. I called.
Okay.
But I was going to shoot minorities, but I lost my nerve.
Well, you're lucky because you would have been in a lot of trouble.
Yes, and I didn't do it.
Why were you so angry to commit a hate crime?
Because they set my house on fire.
Let me read what happened 2 days later. Okay. Someone called the police, said, okay. Hey.
I didn't call again, so.
Hey, this is Mrs. Gibbons. I'm very lonely. My husband died 5 years ago. I haven't had sex in 5 years. Mm. No. Make that 15. Mm. God, God, what am I going to do? I'm going to fuck me a minority. Which isn't really an emergency call.
Yeah, that shouldn't go to 911.
It can be considered that.
But I need you to say that right now, and we're going to have all three people, just to be fair,
okay,
and put it up against the voice
simulator. Because that was not me. Hello, this is Mrs. Gibbons. I'm very lonely. My husband died 5 years ago.
Is that true, by the way?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I haven't had sex in 5 years. No, 15. I'm going to go out and fuck me some minorities.
Is it hard to say that?
It was difficult.
But was that true about the 15? No, 15.
All of that's accurate, but that wasn't me.
Okay. Little Timmy, please do your best.
Mrs. Gibbons?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Mrs. Gibbons. I haven't had sex in 5 years.
Timmy, can you do it now? Can you try it now?
I just tried it.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Huh? That was unbelievable.
I thought I was throwing my voice.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you. I thought she was going again for a second.
I know. My name is Mrs. Gibbons. My husband died 5 years ago. I haven't had sex.
Please let Timmy go. Can you let Timmy do it?
That was me.
That wasn't me.
Oh, I should watch.
Is this making you jealous, my ability?
Just start again, Timmy.
It's uncanny. It's uncanny, but I haven't gone yet.
This is Mrs. Gibbons. My husband died 5 years ago. I haven't had sex in 5 years. Make that 15. I'm going to go out and fuck some minorities.
Interesting.
That's good.
Wow.
Thank you.
Painfully accurate.
I didn't realize I sounded like you.
Interesting. You didn't realize until now, did you, little Timmy?
Okay, John.
You're pretty successful.
This is not
you
a competition. Whoever did this is probably going to jail, so let's not look at this as a contest to win.
Let's get into character here. Hello, this is Mrs. Gibbons. I haven't had my husband died 5 years ago. I haven't had sex in 15 years. Oh, God, oh, God, I'm going to fuck some minorities.
Okay, let me run that through the machine.
You have a machine?
Yeah.
What machine?
It's a voice verifier. It runs one voice track next to the other one.
Oh.
See? Okay.
Shit.
That did not sound like her, I gotta say.
The last one?
His impression wasn't
that.
According to the machine, it's dead on.
Why would you do that?
I didn't know what I was doing. Look, I'm sorry. I don't.
What happened?
I called in to the police because I was trying to. It was a viral marketing attempt to try to sell some of my T-shirts.
What?
And you just happened to use my name?
Well, I have.
WeenieTees.net.
I had overheard you at the supermarket.
.com was taken.
WeenieTees.com was taken by John Goodman. So I just was trying to get some viral 911. You know, I know they're going to replay that on hard copy or something like that. And I thought.
So is one of your catchphrases, I'm going to fuck me some minorities?
All right, let's end on that plug for non-existent weenie tees. Do you have anything real you want to plug there, John?
Sure. I have a new season of the TV show Guy Code coming out on MTV2 starting January 15th at 11, 10:30, something like that.
Doesn't matter. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, just DVR.
It's a DVR. Come
just
on.
Search it.
What's Guy Code?
Guy Code is sort of like talking head misogyny, more or less. It's like how to act at a barbecue, and it's like tongue-in-cheek.
Geico is the lizard.
Oh. Yeah, I have a Geico commercial airing at 10:30 on January 15th. Please, everyone, DVR it. I do Sean Connery as a lizard. The only impression I can remotely do. So the second you were like, you're an impressionist, I was like, fuck. Also, I'll be doing Sean Connery impressions over Twitter, so follow me at John Gabers.
Oh.
Do you want to do my show today? Every Thursday we have The Back Room on SiriusXM's UCB Comedy Network from 3 to 4 Pacific, and I believe that's 6 o'clock Eastern. Do you want to do it today? Do Sean Connery? I always have someone do an impression.
Sure.
It's funny, too. People call in, and I didn't even intend it to be that way, but we've had Nicolas Cage, Justin Bieber, the Taylor Swift impressions on. Those were different weeks. And every time, 30% of the callers are calling up just telling them that they suck.
You fucking suck, Justin Bieber.
Like, they think it's them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, not saying the impressions suck. Calling in and go, or being a fan going, hey, Nicolas Cage, I was a huge fan of you and Con Air.
That's great. That's so weird.
That's awesome.
And they think that this small show in SiriusXM has all these huge guests.
Well, I guess Justin Bieber. I could see that on Sirius, though, because...
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a lot of celebrities.
That's true.
That's funny, though. That's good impression.
That's pretty fun, though. That's like Phil Henry.
Yeah, unintentionally. Because we're not trying to do it at all. They're being totally ridiculous. Lauren?
Yes. I would like to plug my Twitter, at Lauren Lapkus.
Okay. What sitcom pilot are you going to be in this year?
I don't know. Hopefully something. I just shot Orange is the New Black. I did a few episodes of that. That'll be on Netflix in the new year, this year, I guess.
Orange is the New Black.
It takes place in a women's prison, and I play a corrections officer.
Oh,
really?
Which is the obvious role for me.
That's a real bruise.
Yeah, watch out. But yeah, Netflix is doing original programming, and this is an hour-long comedy created by Jenji Kogan. It'll be out sometime.
Walsh, Veep returns.
Yeah, April 7th, I think. And then
don't forget that. Yeah. Just get your Twitter handle.
Mr. Matt Walsh.
Put it in your iCal, man. Just in time.
Yeah.
Watch old episodes just on demand. Watch season one
every
on
Sunday night.
Is there
just
any
turn on
Bear
HBO.
Down now that they're out of the playoffs? Bear Down podcast.
Bear Down is very sloppily done. We haven't done one in 3 weeks. We don't
really.
Yeah, we're lazy. People are. I was
That's
in Baltimore.
That's why they lost the end of the season.
Probably. We'll probably do a wrap up next week. So go to Bear Down podcast next week. We'll probably have a wrap up for the season.
Folks, Improv for Humans has made a resolution to be the most great podcast for humans this year, 2013. How can I make this a better show? Right into the forum, folks, on earwolf.com. Please, we'll communicate. Brett, you know, we're always talking on the forums, politically, out of our ass, whatever it takes. Right?
Politically out of our ass, whatever it takes to make this the best podcast in 2013.
Well, someone wrote, you guys have no idea what you're talking about in relation to gun control. You know what? He's right. But I don't know what I'm talking about anything, really, outside
comedy.
Of improv.
Neither does anyone, though. Everyone
right, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. We don't position ourselves as a political talk show. But I should be able to give my fucking opinions when kids are getting shot without having to be an expert. That's my opinion. All right, so go to mattbesser.com to get my stand-up album, the most six most important sets in the history of stand-up with Matt Besser. MattBesser.com. Only $2. Can you believe that, Lauren? $2
That's
for the most
deal.
Six important sets of all time.
Is that for a digital copy or?
That's
hard,
digital.
Digital.
Double. Hard copy deal. Is going to be available on UCB at the UCB Theater Store
like
for $5.
Undercutting Louis C.K. big time.
Yeah.
Oh, look, dude, it's an EP. It's 45 minutes. I thought 45 is a little less than a full album. I felt guilty doing the full $5. And I'm no Louis C.K., let's be honest. Let's be honest, Lauren.
I mean,
I don't have a show just called Matt.
Cheap.
There's no show just called
cheap.
Matt.
Yet.
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 I don't think Matt would make a good name for a show. Why is Louie a great name for a show, but Matt isn't?
Well, there's two contending pilots. You both have your own Matt pilots in, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the
and
thing.
And they can only air.
There's only so much real estate for Matt.
I don't know if there are a lot of names that would work with that. Like
Lauren.
I don't think Lauren is a show.
Ellen worked.
Yeah.
I think you need more syllables.
Yeah, Ellen and Louie are just two.
Yeah, Matthew's better than Matt. Or Besser.
Louie seems to just sit there by itself better. John is terrible.
John is terrible.
John is terrible.
Yeah.
Unless it's Gabriel. That's got some numbers after, though.
Yeah, it's like John.
Put a 316 after it.
Gabriel
love John.
Gabriel would work, but it's confusing to, like, just see that word. That, you know.
Right.
You don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with it.
You don't even know. Most people don't even know how to pronounce it.
No. I want to say Gabrus.
That's what most people do.
Gabrus?
Yeah.
Gabrus?
Yeah. That's what my Bluetooth in the car says.
Gabrus.
Gabrus. Calling Justin Gabrus.
Yeah, the Bluetooth.
Do we have to trick the Improv for Humans robot into saying words right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
She gets real tricky sometimes.
All right, guys, see you later.
I do say it right. God damn it. Music by Bobby Matthews. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf's dead.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.